Welcome to The Future is Female Powerlifting. A show where women of all strengths can explore the world of female powerlifting. I am your host, Heidi Donnell, a 60-kilo powerlifting gym owner, and each episode we bring you an inspiring interview or message to help you unlock your true inner strength potential. Thanks for tuning in. Aloha, my beautiful friends, and welcome back for episode number 6. I am stoked to be here today, and I want to wish you guys all a happy Thanksgiving. So if anybody here is not in America, sorry, it's Thanksgiving. I'm about to stuff my face with some ham and prime rib because we don't do turkey at my house. I know. Probably all of you are like, shock. I know. My husband hates turkey, and I've come to the conclusion that if I cook a whole turkey, I'm going to be the only one eating it, maybe a little bit of my kids. So anyways, we do it big at my house. We got my brother coming over. We got my in-laws coming over. It's going to be nice. I thought about it. My brother and I haven't had Thanksgiving together probably since I was like 7, because he's 9 years older than me and moved out like right after high school. So it's funny that we're going to have it, you know, like 30 years later. But today, ladies, today we have a fabulous, fabulous guest, and I probably say that for everybody because it's true. I have Miss Shireen Marcel of Sisters of Powerlifting, who I was super stoked to interview because she had so much to say that I just didn't know about. And I think that that's one of the amazing things that I get to do is when I interview these women, they surprise me every time. And I go in expecting one thing. You know, oh, maybe business, maybe this. And I come out, you know, with Shireen, I came out knowing so much more about her struggle and what a strong woman she is, and not just on the bar, because this girl is strong as shit. If you see her lifts, you'd be like, wow, okay, well, she's legit. Well, Shireen is the owner of Sisters of Powerlifting. She's on IG, she's on Facebook, you can actually Google and go to her page of Sisters of Powerlifting. But in this episode, we get into it a little bit, and we start off talking about one of my favorite items that she sells is the Kente bra. So she sells apparel, and it's sort of a community, and you're going to hear a lot about that, and it that Sisters of Powerlifting is more than just a brand. So it really is, she's really trying to unite women. Women who are of melanin. I love saying that, you know, black girl magic. I love it. And she's really trying to unite them in different ways. We get into her melanin powerlifting apparel, as well as the Kente bra, which I freaking love. If you're going to see this bra, you'd be like, wow, this is really cool. She also has a donation page. So if you go to her website, you'll see that she donates things like singlets, belts from Pioneer, and she's going to talk about that and how she started that. We also really talk about insecurities, body image, and I think that that is something that we've probably heard a lot of amongst other women that I've interviewed, and many of you probably feel the same way. We have these insecurities, we have these things that I think everybody has to a point. So Shireen really shares those struggles that she had, and even the pros and cons of a weight-based sport like ourselves. One of the coolest things that she has, and I hope that all the women can have one day, is a crew of women that unite yourselves, that give you more power. And she goes on to talk about Bree from Chocolate Bar Podcast and Black Girl Pilates, Sandra, and a few of her other friends that are sort of these group of women that she can rely on and really have helped build her. One of the things that Shireen talks about that I feel is amazing is a pivotal moment that she had where she was actually jobless. And it is a very scary feeling to not have a job. And instead of running away and feeling bad for herself, Shireen took the bull by the horns and fucking started a business, and you know, things just fell into place for her from there. It is, to me, a very, very powerful moment for her. And I could feel a lot of similarities in my own life. And I loved that she shared this part of it. She also talks about Tinder for powerlifters. What? And one quote I want to leave you with from my interview with her is, if you don't leap, you'll never know how to fly. And she'll go into that a little bit of how she really took a big leap. And this podcast, of course, is brought to you by my gym, my little strength haven, Core Strength and Performance. And if you ladies and gentlemen don't know, we are out in Huntsville, Alabama. We are a strength gym. So if you're looking for a gym to get strong, we do group classes and we also do open gym. So the nice thing about our place is we have everything a powerlifter would need, and we're going to continue to grow and build that for strength sports. So if you have any questions about training or powerlifting, you visit www.core256.com or visit us on Instagram, Core SMP or Core Strength and Performance. And of course, I want to thank all the ladies that left a review on iTunes, because, you know, your reviews and your feedback is what helps make this podcast grow. And I want to take a moment to thank all the ladies. We have Crazy Nessa AP, Crazy Nessa P, maybe. We have Prolandian, A Marie dot three, Whitney K, or Whittinky, that's kind of cute. Whittinky, Mrs. Smash Lifts, Miss Hopperican, Sully 71, Miss Yost out there, and Rachel. And I wanted to read one in particular that I thought was wonderful from Amory. Is, as women, I believe we have a different kind of power than what is usually expected of men. Because a lot of times we're not expected to be strong. We're expected to not to give that nitty-gritty personality. Especially someone like me, who people view as a little delicate girl, it's hard for people to take me seriously. From listening to this so far, there's no doubt in my mind that women who have constructed this or have been on this are all strong in all aspects and are able to relate to all types of women. Absolute badasses who are just trying to make this sport even better for women than it already is. Thank you guys for this. I'm ready for more. Oh, I love hearing that. And that's exactly what I'm talking about there, Marie. Amory, you're going to have to give me your name, girl. If you hear this, everybody's name who I read out here that left a review, please send me a direct message to either the Futures Female Powerlifting or my gym page, Core SMP, and give me your address. I'm going to send you over some stickers that I'm having made. And I want to thank you very, very much for leaving that review. For every single person who has screenshotted when they've shared, when they're listening, it makes my heart super happy to know that you guys are listening and you enjoy it. And of course, if there's anything you want to hear, anybody you want to hear, let me know. I'd love to just hear who, you know, you'd want to hear from. And for all of you who may leave a review, I will send you out a sticker as well. So if you're listening, leave a review, ladies. Leave a rate and review, and I will send you out a sticker. You just send me your mailing address and your name and a screenshot of your review. Now let's get into it with Shireen. Formal kind of person. And I think that's
okay, good. Well,
no, girl, I'm not. And that's what I appreciate when I listen to other people, is something that's more genuine, more conversational. And I don't feel like there's a lot of women having conversations, especially not in powerlifting. So, you know, that's kind of the reason why I started this, because there's a lot of women in a CrossFit, you know, weightlifting. Yeah. I don't really hear a lot of women who powerlift get to have conversations with each other and then talk about the things we all want to kind of talk about, or we all want to hear, or, you know, whatever it may be. So, yeah, I just kind of started into this. And I just have to tell you that after looking at your website, because you have a fabulous website, it's obvious that you have a graphic design background, because I love it. I was looking at everything. I love your Kente sports bra. That is about
Thank
to be.
You.
I just love how it looks. I'm like, that would be great under my singlet. Right when I'm pulling, you know, just like a little hint of color. I'm from Hawaii, so we use a lot of very tribal looking patterns too in our own way, you know?
So, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Where did that all start from? Like, maybe you can give me a little background. Why the sisterhood of, or why Sisters of Powerlifting? Like, how did that even come about?
To be very honest with you, at first I did not technically even run the page.
Ah, okay.
It was a coworker and I, when I used to work for Apple, after Apple, I moved on to Microsoft. So it's like our paths kind of changed then. She's like, you know what? Like, you powerlift. I don't. I just thought it was like a great idea for you to actually do this. And the reason in me doing, like taking it like far, because it literally happened like where I would say after July of this year, I kind of just wanted to really dedicate a lot of time that was lost into that page. Mm. And I did not want it to be one of those pages where it's like, you get a repost, you get a repost, you get a repost.
Right.
I'm all for women empowerment. I'm all for pages like that too, because I feel like it's great to highlight athletes and it's great to praise their lifts and PRs because it's something that should be celebrated. However, I wanted to celebrate girls like me. I wanted to celebrate women who look like me. Right. So, and not only that, I wanted it to not just be a community, but I want it to be more so like a family where it's like, use that page as a resource to find girls like you in mm-hmm. your area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it all came down to. It's not even only that, like I wanted to give people the things that I wish I had, because sometimes, you know, like certain people have a lot of pride and they are scared to ask for help. With me, you're not going to have to be scared to ask for help because I'm going to slide in your DMs and ask, how are you doing? That's great. I see you're lifting in those shoes. Like, you know, like, is everything okay? Or I'm not here to judge or anything. It's just one of those, like, if you need a hand, I'm here. Because in the donation list, it's literally people who care. It's literally people who are not, they're not giving you dirty clothes. They're not giving you dirty lifters. They're donating every possible probable thing that they have to make sure that you make it to your meet and you make it to your meet well, like without distress. So that's where everything came down to. I just wanted to give a hand. I'm not the type of person where it's like, I don't have a lot and I'm never going to put it out there like, oh, I'm rich and I'm balling. Cause I'm not, girl. Like this, like I have school bills that I'm still backed up on, but you know what? I'm in a position where I'm like, I can give what I can. I can give back to the sport that I felt that completely saved me from a mental perspective.
That's wonderful. And, I mean, looking at your page, I mean, to just to add to that, cause you know, some of our listeners might not have seen your page yet. You have a section that is free items. And when I clicked on that, I was like, wow, you have Pioneer belts, you have singlets, you have things. And so do you normally send those out yourself?
So stuff like with Pioneer, yes, I'm going to send it out myself because I got a chance to connect with Matt. He's an amazing guy. And some people may still have like thoughts like in regards to everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But I can only go off of my own personal encounter. And I feel at a certain time, like, you know, like sometimes things happen, however, from my perspective, Matt is an amazing person. He creates phenomenal belts, right?
Right.
And he decided to do something like this where he's like, you know what? I reached out to him when he started posting the belts for Chief. I'm like, hey, because they go by so fast.
Yeah.
How do I just need at least like probably two or three so I could like, you know, get to send to my girls. Completely disregard what I said in regards to like telling me the price.
Yeah.
And he sent it out to me. So stuff like that, I'm going to be sending out myself. Everything else, it's kind of literally like I am a connect, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be like, hey, someone's going to post like, hey, I have these items right here. I would like to donate them to a sister in need.
Yeah.
Great. I post them. A majority of them right now, they are going to be on Sisters of Powerlifting Instagram. However, I'm trying to like slowly but surely graduate them like to the website so that way I can keep track, because what I do with that website is I create a consumer portfolio,
right?
And I'm like a consumer profile, so I can literally track everything,
right?
And it makes it so much easier for me.
Oh yeah.
So when someone claims it and I do like a little bit of a background check, kind of just like not being too intrusive, just asking like, you know, who you are, kind of like seeing when you start lifting and everything like that, just to make sure that the people who are giving are not being taken advantage of.
Interesting. That's wonderful that you're sort of vetting it a little bit and when they're on there.
Yeah. And then, you know, like the person sends it. All I ask is that when you send it, like you send a note of motivation to let that person receiving the item know that they're loved, they're supported, and we are all a resource for them.
You know what? So I have a singlet that I'm giving up, and I would love to do that. I'm not, you know, I mean, it's not like the best singlet, but I did win a couple records in it, so it's enough to get by. But I am getting a new one this year, so I would love to do that. I would love to donate my singlet and give a little note to, you know, any sister that wants to get one.
Yeah, like all it takes is just send a clear picture of it so I can place it on the website. I'm always going to put the Instagram of the person donating it, more than likely, not just for the person, not mainly for the person, honestly, who's receiving it, but also for my memory's sake, because I legitimately mean it when I say this is all me doing this by myself. So it's literally, I go to work, I go to training, I come home, and I'm working at this on myself. And my dad at times would help me, like, to take stuff to the post office. I had a intern that was working with me for a short period of time, also bearing in mind that she goes to school. We've done all-nighters before, but I'm very big on, like, a person's education, like, having a lot of value and meaning to them. So I told her at this time, like, you know, like, you helped out for a great amount of time, and I appreciate it. However, I want you to go back to, like, you know, doing your schoolwork. I want you to, you know, make sure you prioritize that, and then you can come back, which is, I felt like that was the best possible decision. And also because I have OCD and how I do things, and things are just been picking up very fast as of lately. So I want to make sure it's done in a certain way where it's like, even though I'm very transparent, so if there's a delay, I'm going to say so. I'm going to put it out there, like, you know, like, there is a delay, I apologize for that, but it's still going to follow the chain of how I do things.
Right, right. That's wonderful. So, yeah. I mean, that's super important, because I think when something picks up, like, I mean, it looks like the website has a lot of traction, the Instagram has a lot of traction. When that picks up, and if you're not following up, then if that gets left by the wayside, then of course people are not going to keep coming, right? And that's really exactly where you're at. That's beautiful. So maybe you can tell me a little bit more about your background. And I know you kind of touched on how powerlifting had saved you mentally, but maybe you can go into that a little bit more. How is that? How did it get started for you? Where did powerlifting come into play? Were you into fitness before?
Yeah, I was into many different, I would say, types of fitness per se.
Sure.
I started off where I just initially wanted to lose weight, and then I got into CrossFit, and was going to put this out there, and I don't cardio. I don't like doing cardio. So.
Yeah, girl, I feel you.
Yeah, everything was completely fine. I think it was Murph that they were supposed to do, and it was raining. And my coach looked at me, because I looked at him. I'm like, so are we going to be running outside? He's like, the timer is still going. I'm like, I see where you're going with this. Yeah. However, this is not going to work for me, because a few factors, my hair. Number two, that's a 1 mile run. And that's a lot. So, yeah, it's not going. It's not going to happen. So after that, he found a meet. It was like a mock meet. I think it was called Iron Maiden from in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that was my first meet that I did. I had my dad come with me and a few of my friends, and that kind of is like where it took off for me.
Gotcha.
I felt like in just continuously compete, not just competing, but training, even though it's mentally depressing sometimes with all the stuff that you got to do in training. it somehow like kept me very calm, cool, and collected. And made me feel for once like I was in a place where I was accepted, but I still had the chance to kind of be the like unique me that I was. So it's like I didn't feel so different compared to like how I would feel very different in a gym, because when I had a trainer in a gym and I was losing weight, he kind of just noticed that I kind of enjoyed lifting heavy,
right?
And at a commercial gym it was viewed differently,
right?
Like, and people can be mean. So, you know, there were a lot of like rude comments and stuff. So,
yeah, I do. I definitely feel like when you talk about commercial gym being different, normally it's based on, you know, your outcome is normally weight loss, you know, and everybody bases it visually on how you look versus powerlifting. Even CrossFit is performance based. So it's really rewarded for how well you lift or how well you train. And, you know, it's not based off of just appearance.
Exactly. And right. It's like when guys especially, and this is why I feel like a lot of times that people are going to wonder like, oh my gosh, like why do powerlifters like hate commercial gyms, or why do they have, I'm not saying all, I'm saying a majority, like why do they have these negative comments in regards to possibly lifting in a commercial gym? Many reasons. Like as a woman, when you lift in a commercial gym, like a lot of guys are going to either look at you in a complete amazement, and women too, or they're going to have like complete negative things to say. Like I've had this guy come up to me and he's like waiting for the bar. And I'm just like, I just got here and I'm not sharing. I'm sorry. I'm not going to strip this bar and start over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then honestly, it was so many years ago, I don't exactly remember, like, what, I just remember these words, like, I'm like one of those elephants that, like, remember particular things, and it's like, it sticks with me for a very long time, so it's like, I can forgive, but I just never forget. So he's like, oh, like, why do you look like that? Like, do you think you're a man or whatever like that?
No. And
I'm sorry, I'm petty, so regardless, like, I just gave, like, a response where I was like, I lived more than you, which is sad because your girlfriend's right by you.
Well, I tell you right now, if somebody told me that in person, I would hold my tongue. I shake things off, but if somebody were to tell me that in person, that's a lot of balls. I mean, I'm surprised somebody said that in person. He just came up to you and said that?
It started off with him wanting to, like, work in with me or something like that.
Yeah, so he was pissed and he didn't work him.
I felt like, at the time, I felt like he had other people that he could have asked, because there's so many other guys there that he could have worked in with. And I intentionally went to the back by myself, because it's like, it wasn't 24-hour fitness. So 24-hour mm-hmm. fitness is set up, like, very weird, where it's like you have that weird little squat rack thing. Mm-hmm. It didn't even look like a squat rack, honestly, like, compared to, like, how they've upgraded now. But it was in the back, and I was literally by myself, and I wanted to stay by myself mm-hmm. until my coach got there. I went to, like, my trainer. I keep utilizing the word coach for him, but it was my trainer. But at the time, my response and everything, like, was due to a lot of things, right? You're speaking in regards to a girl who was completely insecure back then. Very insecure, very emotional, like, not very, like, confrontive. Like, I don't like confrontation or none of that. So it's like, yeah, I gave my response, but it was, like, petty and everything. But I was, you know, I didn't like tension. And I still don't know. The only difference is that now I'm... Not only do I stand up for myself, but I will stand up for my friends as well. I refuse to have anyone speak to me in the way that anyone did back, like, when I was, like, very insecure and I didn't have the confidence that I did now.
Yeah, I think that's something that, it sounds like what happened to you, I think happens to a lot of women once they've been training for a while, is that the, you know, training, powerlifting, or just weight training in general sort of gives you this confidence, and that you can walk around the gym and feel a lot more confident at any gym versus just your gym. You know, you can go somewhere and feel like you can hold your own and not feel intimidated or feel like you don't
exactly.
know what you're doing. Yeah. So would you say that's sort of the evolution for you right now? So where you came from was more of a insecure, maybe just unaware of themselves, to where would you say you're at now?
I was completely insecure. And I'm going to be very transparent with you. I was insecure up until this year. So it's like, even, yes, powerlifting has given me a sense of confidence, but I still had a lot of, like, insecurities. Because remember, we're still placing this thing where it's like, yeah, you got to make it to this weight class.
Right.
Or it's still, like, you know, categorized by weight class. And there's pros and cons to that.
Right.
But that's never a topic. But because of all of that, too, and obviously because of, like, me growing up with a lot of self-image issues, I've been insecure, like, ever since this year. And this year, the reasoning in why I lost, like, the whole thing where I'm, like, you know, beating myself down, like, I don't look good enough, like, why can't I look like her? It's because I was able to be a part of a group of females who are literally girls like me.
Mm, right? Talk about that a little bit. Who are these, like, females?
One of them would be Bree, owner of Chocolate Bar podcast.
Okay.
The other woman is Sanja. She also owns Black Girls Pilates.
Okay. Oh, I haven't seen that page.
Yeah, it's more so like she was actually the first person who reached out to me, because when I first, like, went along with Sisters of Powerlifting, she felt like it would be better if people knew who I was, because I did not want the attention. In a sense, I did not want to be have the attention drawn to me.
Right.
But she's like, I understand where you're coming from. However, it doesn't have to be about you, but it would be more so like a confident thing for people to know that it, you know, it's ran by you.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be about you, but people would actually, like, respond better because they know it's you behind it.
I agree. I think that's one of the things that, as, like, a small business owner, sometimes I have a lot of friends that will shy behind, you know, like, oh, I don't want to be the face, like, you know, more of a humble feel to
it. Yeah,
I just want it to be the business. But, you know, people want connections, and that people long for connections, especially women, I think. And so they want to connect to a face. So even when I was looking at your page, I remember thinking, like, oh, that's who it is. And it was nice to see your face and say, let's see you wearing your clothes. And I was like, see, that's, I love that, though, because then I felt like a connection with who you were, and I felt more connected to the page, you know, and that community almost.
I'm very socially awkward, so I'm just like, When she was done, I was like, okay.
You're not socially awkward. I've seen some socially awkward. You're not socially awkward.
I guess I'm going to do it. So it's like, it was always us. And there's another woman as well, Latonia, Queen. Mm-hmm. And she's a power lifter. And we recently added to our group chat K. And I feel like we're so different in so many ways. And our personalities are just so fun. So it's like, being around these women and speaking to them every day, like my phone blows up because our group chat is just back to back to back to back.
That's awesome.
It's from different things, talking about different topics, still laughing with each other. Mm-hmm. And it made me, you know, become very confident. And it made me realize a lot of things about myself that I need to like value as a woman.
Yeah.
So like, how do I put this? It made me appreciate and love the fact that not only am I a woman of color, I am a woman of strength, and I am a woman that has the capability of not just like going into the sport and, you know, like aiming towards like personal records and all this stuff. Like, I'm a woman that has capabilities of having an impact.
Yes.
For the future generation, where I can show them, you know what, like, you don't have to be a sponsored athlete for you to receive help.
Oh,
if you literally just ask, I'll be very transparent with you. Hey, I may not have it right now because, like, for example, like right now I'm sending 5 girls to a meet in June of next year. So I'll bluntly tell you, like, hey, I may not have all of this right now, but I'm going to make sure, I'm going to give myself a goal and a deadline. I'm going to make sure I get you whatever I can, like, to the best of your needs by a certain time, so that way you can at least be comfortable, and I will ask or I'll reach out to the other resources I have to make sure that you're good for your meet. If you feel like you don't have a handler for your meet, whatever in your area, if you reach out to me, I promise you within 48 hours I will get you a woman to go to your meet with you to handle you, or someone that's out there. If not, I'll come out my damn self.
That's awesome. That, I mean, that's so the way it should be, just like that, is that you're putting a goal. You're setting yourself up for possible failure. You know what I mean? If you put your goal out there like that, then it's like, I have to, it's almost like loading the bar with no safety. It's like, I have to get it.
Exactly. And I'm one, like I said, I'm, when I say like I'm socially awkward, it's like a lot of things, like I have OCD and I'm just being like very like open about that.
Yeah.
So I kind of just like write it on a board, mm-hmm. and I set the reminder in my phone. And then I also have sticky notes where I'm like the real life Mary Jane. Like, I literally have sticky notes,
girl,
all over my room.
I am right here with you. I have sticky notes on my computer, the sticky note memo on the computer. And I have them here because I need to have, I have a calendar right underneath me. I have my calendar on my phone. I'm the same way, because I get almost paranoid that I'm going to miss something because I don't have the best memory, so I get very paranoid that I'm going to forget something.
I have it like on my mirror, and then I have it by my room door, so it's like right where I'm going out. I cannot, there's literally no possibility or chance of me missing anything. And another best practice that I like to do, I like to leave like a quote in the night.
Yes.
Like anything, like it is that I feel like, you know what, like, hey, I had a bad day, but you know, I think this quote in the morning might make me feel better.
Yeah.
So I literally just like write it out and I place it on there. And sometimes I forget about them. That's the crazy part. And then like, randomly one morning, like, I'll kind of just see it, then I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, breathe. My God. You're the same way. My mother always had quotes when I growing up, and she's a businesswoman too. And so she would have, you know, quotes on the board. And so I've sort of, you know, I guess I embodied that as well. So I actually, there's a new one I just got. And, you know, it's like whatever sort of moves me at the moment. It's not necessarily, you know, anything specifically special. But, oh, man, where is this one? Ah. I'll find it later, but it was a great quote that I had. But I feel the same way. I think that those are all little, I guess, and tips and tricks, which I'm really happy you shared that with us, because I think other women can appreciate and learn from little things that, you know, you might do to be successful, because really you are, you know, you may say that you're falling back and you're like, oh, you know, I'm pushing my way through. And I think that that's very important to say, because even me, I'm not a sponsored athlete. We're not rolling deep. You know, we are,
like,
but we're trying to help and do things.
I save for my meets. I have this huge, I don't even know how many liters it is, but it's huge. And I put, like, instead of putting like nickels and dimes and stuff in there, sometimes I do, but I like to separate it. So I put my nickels and dimes into like my actual piggy bank in case, like, when my friend's driving somewhere or wherever, like, at least we have something for parking.
Right.
I put legit, like, if I have dollar bills or $20 bills or whatever in my pocket, I put it in that jar. And that's how I saved up for this meet that I just did. Even though this meet was not super important, I just knew, like, things would come up, and they did, where it's like having to immediately after weigh-ins go to get, like, you know, rehydrated to make sure I don't pass out or something. And like having to like have cash on hand because certain restaurants that we went to up there didn't have, like, didn't accept card at the time. Like all these different things. So it's like what a lot of people don't know, and I'll be very honest when I share this, like from July to August, well, late June to August, I had to have a finding myself a moment where I went through a very bad breakup that really completely broke me down. So for those, that time frame, and if anyone like was really like paying attention as well, they'll notice something about that time frame. That time frame, I was jobless.
Wow.
So I was going completely off of pretty much my savings. And that was also the time frame that Sisters of Powerlifting Not was born, but was revamped into actually selling products. So I opened up the retail aspect of that company within the time frame that I was jobless. So my friends like come to me crying, like, I have this situation, this guy problem, this. I'm one of those friends. I don't pity my friends, because I'm like, you're way too smart. For example, my best friend, she'll possibly be okay with this podcast because she's an amazing person.
Okay.
She speaks five different languages, right? Five different languages. Wow. Like, when I heard her speak Russian for the first time, I almost dropped the plate on my friggin' foot, because I was like, there was a friend of ours that comes to the gym, and like she's like, oh, you're Russian. She's like, started speaking. Like, I like look back, like, what?
So you,
like,
didn't even know?
I did not notice she spoke Russian, but she was going through something at the time. And she was just, like, crying and everything. I'm like, are you done now? And she's like, are you effing kidding me? And I'm like, no, because I don't pity you, because I hold you to such great standards, because I feel like you're such an amazing person and you're too smart to be doing this to yourself. Like, you know, like sometimes, like, where there's a remix to a remix and it doesn't need to be.
Yep.
It's one of those. So I'm like, all right, no. So you cried it out. That's great. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get up and you're going to get your shit together. And you're going to know that you have people at your side who's an amazing resource who can be there for you.
Yeah.
So I don't pity you for the simple fact that I know you're better than this. And I know you can get over this. I know you're going to probably get over this, which she did in like a week. So I'm like,
but you know that it might take a friend like you, because, you know, I feel the same with my closest friends. We've all lived through some divorces, extremely bad breakups. I mean, the worst of the worst, where, you know, you think, how am I ever going to get out of this? You know, like, emotionally, how is it going to, where is the light at the tunnel?
It takes my tough person is my mom.
Yeah.
Like, when I went through mine, my mom was like, I don't give a fuck right now, like, I care about you. So my thing is, are you done crying right now? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay, good. So here's what we're gonna do. You have this right here in your resume. This could get you a job within 24 hours. You've done this before, where you've gone in for an interview and you've nailed it. So I don't know why you're holding yourself to like such standards. And my mom's biggest thing was, you cannot love someone else until you love yourself. And a lot of people think that this might just be like a general statement. No, because you could love yourself, but you could seriously still sit there and nitpick certain things about yourself, which brings you down emotionally.
Yep.
And you would think like, hey, like, yes, I'm this confident person and I love myself. You don't, because there are certain things that you still criticize about yourself, and you still say these things to yourself, and you're your biggest critic, and you're the biggest person hurting yourself at that time, right?
Yeah, I completely agree.
Exactly. And that translates to, it's like, how can you lift some, like, how can you lift a man up if you're still trying to lift yourself up, right? Now, if you have that person who's been your backbone for a long time, continue with that. Don't let that go. Yeah. But everyone's different. For me, I felt like after having that conversation with my mom, that was the last time I sat there crying about that situation.
Wow.
Like, I haven't cried that day since. I'm actually lying. I did. But I only cried on the first day that I launched the retail side of Sisters of Powerlifting, because I did not think anybody would even remotely support this in the way that they said that they did. I don't know why, because that was the same day that I got a phone call that I got the job at Microsoft.
Wow.
And that was the same day that I got another phone call from another place that I applied to, that I got the job there.
Wow.
And I sat there and I just cried because I'm like, I am not spiritual. I'm not like, I've come from a great Christian home, but I stopped going to church the second I got the chance to. Like, I couldn't do it. But
yeah, you know, I think everybody has their own path.
Yeah, but it's like in that moment, I literally sat there and I'm like, God, like, I don't know what your plan is. And I'm going to use this literally as just, I don't make mistakes, I make life lessons, right? So I'm going to literally go with the flow, whatever happens, happens. If something doesn't go in the way that I want to, it's okay. Because there is no way someone could go literally from being jobless to opening up a business while they're while they have no main source of income other than just enough money to literally pay their phone bills and just like literally get by. Everything else that was received to me, like by like people who were donating, literally went straight back into sending people to where they need to be for their meat, because it was never about me, it was about them. And I would rather go like a whole week without, like, with my phone being off, which I have done. I've done that back to back, so I've been there. So whenever people like tell me about their struggles, I'm like, you don't need to be ashamed, because trust me, I could give you stories. Like, I could give you stories that when I would have to literally like go all the way to Long Island to train and have to walk on the side of the highway to make it to my coach. And I have a lot of pride, so I refuse to put that out there, because I didn't want anyone to like feel like, oh my gosh, like, Shireen, like, are you okay? No, I'm fine. Let me figure this shit out. I'll be okay.
God, you're just like me. You know, you're Dominican, right?
So, no.
Oh, okay.
I am from Dominica.
Oh, okay.
My mom is more so on the Hispanic side, so yes. Okay. On my mom's side. However, I was born and raised in Dominica, so I grew up around in that culture. Growing up with my grandparents and everything like that, they just made me very big on culture and appreciating like who I am as a person. My dad had a lot of foreign friends, and some of them came from Zimbabwe, some of them came from Ghana. So I was always a part of these like amazing different cultures.
Yeah.
And because I come from such a diverse family, that it's like we always marry into different cultures where it's just so unique. And I learned all these things, and I always had like the complete lust for my culture's patterns, like in terms of patterns, like of like the outfits we wear for our festivals, just different things like that, from kente cloth, like, to, you know, like all these different patterns. Like, I just found it very vibrant, very mean, very just unique.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think that speaks through in your clothing, like in the apparel, it just seems so unique. You know, I don't think anybody really is sort of gravitating towards those patterns. And so when you see them, it's like, I just want to wear them. You know, like.
Yeah, because like a lot of people either are scared of the things that are different to them, but it's not different to me because I grew up around that. And it's not going to be different to other women, because they're going to be like, wow, oh my God, are you kidding me? Like, finally, like, so all these patterns, like, I can literally find any possible pattern that may not stand out to someone else, and I'll find a way to flip it. And just make it into something that I would wear. Like, I'm very girly, but then I'm also an athlete, right?
Yeah.
And when I'm an athlete on the platform, there is nothing about me that you're going to find that's not aggressive once I'm at that bar.
Yeah.
Right? But if you stepped into my room, like, every time I bring like a friend over and they step into my room, they always have the surprised look on their face, because my room is literally like just pink and leopards and everything. And they're like, they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, so this is my room.
You got your makeup, your lashes laid out. Like,
yeah, I'm like, this is my room. That's the thing. Like, that's an athlete for you, right?
Yeah.
Especially like as a woman, that's an athlete. It may not be all of us, but it's like we always have that like wow factor. Like, wow. Like, so that's why I included all the things like I loved and I felt like other people would love too. Like, I'm literally including the things that like I would have in my closet on that website, from leopards, pinks, like the melanin power lifter tee. Like, a lot of people who watch Martin when they were like younger, kind of
I saw the Fresh Prince one too. I was like, I know that one.
Yeah, like even like the All That Power one. Like, only one person got this one, but I used to love this show when I was growing up, and it's Teen Titans.
Oh yeah.
So that font was based off of that. So it's all these things that, you know, bring back these great memories, and all these things from like, not only just like my culture, because there are so many different places in Africa that has like different cultures as well that needs to be like, you know, loved, appreciated, and put out there. So I put out all these things like out there. So it's like almost maybe I could be like, oh my gosh, like, that's my flag. Right. Or, oh my gosh, like, that is my culture right there. And right. we still come together. So,
wow, that's awesome. Like, just hearing your background and you sharing that story about, you know, where you came from and that time frame, that is amazing. And that is powerful. And that's one of the main reasons, to be honest, why I wanted to have this kind of podcast, is because I think there's a lot of women just like yourself that, you know, I knew that there was more to you just looking at your page and everything. Because to me, I find when you're able to kind of take your life, your business, and put it out there and then explode it, because it's exactly how you said it. It seems like 1 minute we had something and then it went whoosh, and you skyrocketed, but there was a need. You had that hustle. You had that fear probably too. Like, I need to do this. I need to make something, and I need to, you know, I'm not working. I have to do something. I can't just sit here and wallow.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, like I said, I've always been into technology, mm-hmm. and I'm a big techie. So it's like, I've been a big gamer and everything as well too.
What's your favorite game?
I used to play IMVU a lot. IMVU is pretty much like a virtual platform where you actually get to meet people. However, I'm being the type of person that I was, I became a creator in IMVU. So a creator as in, like, I would design the clothing for the people. Like, people would actually buy.
That's awesome.
People actually buy them. That's how I kind of, like, started getting into designing in Photoshop and everything. Because mm-hmm. I kept playing with patterns. I kept, like, you know, illustrating and stuff like that. And I kept drawing certain things out. And I was like, all right, so now that we have that out of the way, I'm bored with that. Even my coach, I guess I'm transparent, so whoever relates to this, God bless you. Because, like, my coach, when I went to Florida to compete, he had a conversation with my mom where he's like, get her off the fucking game. Because she's, like, she's been playing it all night, and that's, like, affecting the way that she competes. So get her off the game. So I was like, I need to find something else that's going to be just as addictive.
Listen, everybody has something. Everybody got something. Like, my husband is playing a golf game all the time. Like, but I mean, I'm probably on my social media longer than I should be. I even put that timer on. You know, it's like, yeah, don't go. You're like, at 30 minutes on Instagram.
I turn my notifications off on my my Instagram and stuff. So that's why people are like, why did you take so long to respond? Well, first of all, I've been lacking sleep. So that's one. So, like, sometimes I don't even make it up to my room to sleep. Like, I literally fall asleep, like, mid doing something.
Yeah.
So that's why I turned it off, so I could be left alone just for a little bit. But it's like, yeah, that's how I started. I started, like, doing just, like, stuff on IMVU. I learned from it. And then I decided to open up, like, a retail side of Sisters of Power thing, so I can make a form of income to put towards, like, actually doing more for the lifters.
Yeah.
Like, to actually, like, work our way into sponsoring meets, maybe. Like,
yeah,
things like that.
Fantastic. I mean, let's get into that a little bit, because I like that you have a page for sponsoring people. I mean, you're kind of like, that's coming soon. So where is the progression? Where do you see Sisters of Powerlifting, and even yourself? Where do you see yourself progressing maybe in the next year or two? Your goals.
Well, in the next year, that's the beauty of working with other people who are passionate about technology as you are. In the next year, I'm going to possibly open up an app. So I always have a weird way of explaining how I want the app to work. But here's how it's going to
be. You got to work on your elevator pitch. That's how I am. I'm like, oh, my elevator pitch ain't so good.
Because when I spoke to my coworker, it's like about, like, how I want the app to work, because they're going to be the ones helping me to actually create the app for Sisters of Powerlifting.
Oh,
and I'm like, I don't want it to just be like where people could go and purchase something on there. I want it to be very, like, interactive.
Mm.
Sounds like, imagine Tinder, where you create a profile, and then they all tilted their head at me, and I'm like, you'll see where I'm going with
this. Yeah, you're going to wait for it.
So it's pretty much like, you create a profile, right?
Okay.
So just like how on dating apps like Tinder, Plenty of Fish, like where you could find people in your area,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of how I wanted to work for Sisters of Powerlifting.
Mm.
So it's like, as women, you could, like, make a profile on there. So yes, there's going to be the retail side of it. Yes, there's going to be the articles and everything. And, you know, like the featured clothing and deals and stuff like that. But the main thing that I want to have that's like, if you don't leap, like, you'll never know what it feels like to fly, right?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
even if I fall, or even if it doesn't work out in the way that I'm gonna keep working at it. I'm gonna make it happen within the next year. I want it to be like, you create a profile so you can find women in your area. So in that profile, the goal is your, you know, like, your name. You don't have to put your first and last name. Like, I want to respect your privacy, just kind of like how you create your Instagram. Put your name, put like maybe a few like regular images of yourself and maybe like, you know, like a lifting image and a meet that you've done, just like a little bio about yourself so mm-hmm. you could find women in your area. So it's like, if like, let's say like the biggest thing I've heard is like the gym I go to doesn't have a lot of girls like me. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes I feel like I can't relate, or the gym that I go to doesn't even have girls, which is very weird. Something like that's weird that I've heard, because like as of recently, like I find it to be a lot of more women getting into that, but depending on where somebody lives, like you never know the situation, right?
Yeah.
So with that being created, then you have a way to find girls like you,
yeah,
or like women in general that you could, you know, meet up with and live together, or even have like sometimes like, yes, powerlifting is great, but it's not all about powerlifting, right?
Right.
You want to take the lessons that you learn in there and bring it into your, you want to have a social life. So some, like, this is something I'm trying to work on as well, to like have a girls' day together on,
yeah,
me. Like if anything, like I'll pick a restaurant for you guys to go to, or maybe like an, like a nail salon or something, get to know each other, have legitimately a girls' day, take a moment to breathe,
yep,
from everything, put the phone down, put the phone away, take a moment to breathe and get to know each other and build a
that.
friendship.
I love that.
So that's the goal for the app, right? So,
yeah,
that way we could have that, and we could have more information on the donating and stuff like that, and more information on like how we're sending these athletes to where they need to be. This is just like a small portion of what I have planned for the next week, for the next year. So it's like my mom always told me, utilize your career or your job to fund your dream, right?
Yeah.
So I
Smart
love
mom.
I love working at Microsoft. I completely enjoy, like, I feel sometimes like I don't even do anything over there. And that's because I'm so in love. Hi, Kilo. I'm so in love with doing it, right? So that's the way that I, like, I view it. And I'm using the, whatever I make there to put back into this company to make,
right,
it something, like, truly bigger,
right,
than what it is right now.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it sounds like what you're doing, what I'm doing, what a lot of people hopefully are doing. There's not a lot I can say this for, but that are trying to make an impact. So in,
exactly,
some way you're trying to leave your footprint or make an impact, and it's not just about you. And I feel like that's where I'm going with this. You know, it's for me, it's been a passion project. I wanted to selfishly talk to women like you who are, you know, miles away from me and pick your brain and see how you've succeeded, because listening to how other people have succeeded before and learning from my mother and my family and other people who have impacted my life, I feel like that was what motivated me, especially when it's a woman. And you know a woman is doing her thing, and she's out there, and she's succeeding. And that is really wonderful to hear. Well, you know what? This has been a great conversation, and I am so happy I got you on here. I feel like I learned so much more about you. And before we wrap things up, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you, your Instagram, your website, and all everything else.
Okay, so I'm so weird when it comes to stuff like,
yeah,
this.
Yeah, she's like, Well, I'll put it in the show notes too. So in the,
yeah,
show notes, it'll have all your links and everything in there.
So the page is literally Sisters of Powerlifting. If you are a guy and you feel like you also want to gravitate towards men like you as well, there's also a Brothers of Powerlifting page that you can follow that's in the works, that's going to be hosted by my teammate Darius Bunch.
Oh,
anyone,
nice,
who wants to reach out to me directly, which honestly, if you reach out to me on Sisters of Powerlifting, I'm very fast at responding. I'm,
yes,
faster at responding there than I am on my own personal page. So I'll just leave, I'll leave that one. But my page is Sincerely Shireen, but I advise that you keep living. I advise that you like hit me up on Sisters of Powerlifting if you need anything. The website is also sistersofpowerlifting.com. If you utilize the contact area, then I respond fast as well there. Literally, I have 24 access even on my phone to respond to anyone.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
That's it. Well, thank you so much, Shireen. And I hope to see you in the future. I think we'll probably cross paths at a meet somewhere. I won't be at the LA Fit Expo. And actually, one of my friends who I interviewed earlier, she's going to be coming there for her first time after a shoulder injury. So you'll see.
Really?
Yeah, Susan Salazar should be out there. Oh, no. Is
awesome.
It the LA or is it the Anaheim? Let's see. I forgot she told me. I think it's the same one. So anyways, I probably am like spilling the beans too much. But by this time that episode will be out. So it'll be okay. But thank you so much, Shireen. You have a wonderful day. And thanks again.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.